As we move into our time of prayer this morning, we do have quite a few joys and concerns to lift up that have been shared in our book or shared with us throughout the week. First, our joys. Congratulations to Jim and Judy Letterock, who celebrated their 61st wedding anniversary on Friday the 19th. So congratulations, Jim and Judy. That's wonderful. Yes. And a congratulations to Fred Melichowski, who is the father of Alan Melichowski, who celebrates his 91st birthday tomorrow. So that's wonderful. Amazing. And Shelley Longcoy shared with us that her niece, Lauren, gave birth to a baby girl, Isabella Rose, on Friday. So we celebrate with Shelley and Lauren and her family. What a wonderful, wonderful thing to celebrate new life. A few concerns to lift up. Scott Vanderberg's sister, Beverly Jackson, we want to keep her in our prayers as she recovers from emergency surgery and as she continues to face health challenges in the days ahead. We want to keep the Hogan family in our prayers. Lots happened in the Hogan family this past week. Mark's mom, Maureen, is in the hospital with pneumonia. And Sarah's brother, so her brother's wife, Teal, had a baby, Noah, born on Friday. Noah is in the NICU, so prayers for him and for, of course, the parents, Teal and Jonathan. They have two other little ones who were staying with Sarah, so it's been a busy week, so we want to keep their whole family in our prayers. And Carol Lors has asked for prayers for her friend Lisa Trexler. Lots of people in need of prayers, both the ones we've named out loud, and of course, each of us come to a time of prayer with our own joys and concerns, many things we could list, many names that come to mind when we think about the situations and people in our life that need a touch of God's hand and healing love. So I want to invite you to bring those to mind now as we lift them up to God in prayer. Gracious God, we thank you that Jesus' call to his disciples came in a pretty normal way, that Jesus did not start with the privileged and the wealthy and the powerful. He did not begin with those who had little need for change. He began with some very simple folks, people just like us. Ordinary people who were devoted to their work, who experienced joy and pain, worry, fear, and excitement. It was them who you chose to call. And we pray today that Christ's call to follow him might reverberate through our souls even today. May we hear again the challenge to be your disciples. May we hear again the invitation from the one who hears our cry, who draws us up from darkness and sets our feet upon solid rock. May we hear again with fresh ears words of hope that tell us that however dark the world becomes, however bad the news seems, nothing can compare to the light that you radiate. May we hear these simple words again, follow me. And may we dare to go, just as we are, to know and to seek the depth of your love for us. Loving God, we pray for those whose health is a constant and major concern, for those who are experiencing grief, loss, hopelessness, fear, unknown, waiting, and worrying. And we pray especially today for Beverly, for Maureen, for Teal and Jonathan and Noah, and for Lisa, all of whom need your presence of healing, your presence of love, your presence of comfort and patience, and knowing that they are not alone. God, we also pray today for those feeling joy of many kinds. We thank you for new and renewed life among us, and we think of little Bella at her birth. We thank you for places of hope and healing, for smiles and laughter and friendship and relationships. We celebrate with Jim and Judy, and we honor their love and time together. And we think of Fred as he celebrates such a significant birthday. God, we take a moment now to lift up the joys and concerns, the silent prayers of our hearts. Lord, hear our prayers. Give us the courage to stop what we are doing and pay attention to the call you have for us, both individuals and as a community. May we commit to walking beside you. May we invite others along on the journey, and may we feel you beside us this day and in all the days ahead. All of these things we pray in the name of Christ, the one who calls and the one whom we follow. Amen. At this time, I want to invite you to stand as we join in singing our doxology together, as our offering is brought forward and as we lift it up and dedicate it to God. Loving God, for the gifts that have been offered, for the hearts and hands that offered them, we give you thanks. God, as we seek as individuals and as a church community to live into your call, to discern what it is you have called us to do, who you have called us to be, we ask that you guide us as we use these gifts in ways that honor that call, that honor you, that invite others onto the team, onto the journey with us. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Well, I hope this morning's service brought something of value to your lives, as each and every one of us have been invited. So now, knowing that the Spuds have been blessed, we hope to meet you downstairs to greet you. And if you want to take a moment following the benediction and following the postlude to greet each other, please do. But may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may God give you peace today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen. Thank you.